With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The House Education Committee advances a bill to help South Dakota's smaller schools get more local funding. The measure is House Bill 1139. It raises the cap on capital outlay funds to $3 per $1,000 valuation. Eureka School Superintendent Henry Eggert says the increase is vital for his districts and other smaller systems.
I don't want to have to go to my constituents and leverage a situation, hold up a sheet of paper, sit here and say, okay, here's what we offer. If you don't do this, this is what's going to happen. To your point, yeah, there's something else wrong as far as how the aid is divvied out to schools across the state of South Dakota. So we're already the test case. What if you had an opt-out? What if it didn't pass? What if there's a cliff? There is a cliff, okay? So my back's against the wall.
The measure's opponents say it's little more than a tax increase that'll have a negative impact on farmers and ranchers. That's the main reason Representative Marley Wiese could not give support.
I feel like this is a really hard bill to be against. I have a number of districts in my district, and they're all sizes. But I do feel there is some remedy for those districts, and I just feel like the property taxes on eggs is just, you know, out of control, too. I'm not only thinking about myself, you know, we're established, we've been farming for a long time, but, you know, for my son and his age group, it's a really tough thing. So yeah. I'll be opposing this bill reluctantly.
The legislation passes to the full House on a 9-3 vote. 6.5 minutes past the hour. This is SDPB.